State senators today began looking at a bill that would expand the Denali Kid Care program to include more children. It's basically the same bill the governor vetoed in 2010. The federal government pays for 70% of Denali Kid Care as a health insurance program for children of low-income parents. When it was put in place in 1998, it covered families earning less than double the federal poverty level. That was lowered when Frank Murkowski was governor to the current 175% of the poverty level. The bill would return the coverage level to 200%. The bill's sponsor in the Senate, Anchorage Democrat Betty Davis, says she's looking for ways to make the measure more amenable to the Parnell administration to avoid another veto.
It does not mean that I want to change the focus of my bill, but there might be some things that we want to go along and do some legislation separate from the bill itself. The bill is just flat out to increase from 175% above the poverty level to 200. And that's not asking for very much.
Davis told the Senate Health and Social Services Committee that by limiting the children's health program to families earning lower incomes, Alaska is near the bottom of all states. More than half of states accept families over the 200% level.
A state as wealthy as we are, I see no reason why we should not be able to do that also. So for that reason, this is a priority of mine, to pass this bill so that we might be able to bring on approximately 1,300 children, 300 or less pregnant women.
Last year's veto of the similar bill was based on the governor's belief that by offering medical care to pregnant women, the program was used to pay for abortions. Opposition to the bill was based on that argument. Anchorage Dr. Ilona Farr charged that there is misuse of the program.
Physicians take the Hippocratic Oath, which prevents us from giving a woman abortive remedy, and our tax dollars should not pay for any procedure that kills the future children of Alaska. And that has to do with Medicaid.
However, June Sobosinski of the United Way of in Anchorage told the committee that 100% of the agencies her organization works with had volunteered to lobby to get the bill passed. She encouraged legislators and the administration to work through the abortion issue to allow the bill to be enacted.
Let us engage this question of abortion, but apart from this bill, which is about the health of children we already have. Let us find the appropriate context in which to grapple with that question. And let us hold harmless these 1,300 children and these up to 300 pregnant women.
Elizabeth Ripley, executive director of the Matsu Health Foundation based in Wasilla, also supports the program. Ripley says Alaska has seen a 30% decrease in the number of children covered by private insurance during the past decade. She says making the program available to more children would improve the general health level of Alaskans.